Hello, I'm Mrs. B. Welcome to Lifeline English, the podcast that helps you know God and know English. You can read the written script for today's lesson online at lifelineenglish.com. Today, I want to teach you three words. Body. Pronounce the word body. Body. You and I live in physical bodies. Our bodies have bones, muscles, organs, skin, and hair. Our bodies will die someday. We also have spirits. Our spirits live in our bodies. Our spirits never die. When our bodies die, our spirits either go to be with God or they go to hell. Unite. Can you say it? Unite. United. To unite means to join or connect two or more things. It means to connect. I live in the United States. In my country, 50 states are united together. If you unite the word butter with the word fly, what do you have? You have the word butterfly. Shame. Repeat after me. Shame. Shame. Shame is the feeling we have when we do something bad or someone does something bad to us. Our faces sometimes become red when we feel shame. Do you remember what happened in our last story? God created the first woman. He brought the woman to the man. Okay, now let's hear the next part of the story. This story is called The First Marriage. When I ask a question, I will leave a space. You can answer my question, then I will say the answer. You can compare your answer with my answer.
And the man said, "Now this is someone whose bones came from my bones."
Who said these words? The man said these words. Whose bones came from the man's bones? The woman's bones came from the man's bones. God made the woman from one of the man's bones. Did God make the animals from the man's bones? No, God did not make the animals from the man's bones.
Her body came from my body.
Where did the woman's body come from? The woman's body came from the man's body. Did a dog's body come from the man's body? No, the woman's body came from the man's body.
She will be named woman because she was taken out of a man.
Who named the woman? The man named the woman. Did the woman name the man? No, the woman did not name the man. The man named the woman. Was the woman taken out of a monkey? No, the woman was taken out of a man. Who took the woman out of the man? God took the woman out of the man. The man's words are a poem. Is the man happy? Yes, the man is happy. He is so happy that he made a poem about the woman. What was the first poem about? The first poem was about the first woman.
That's why a man will leave his father and mother and be united with his wife.
Who will a man leave? A man will leave his father and mother. Will a man stay with his parents? No, a man will leave his parents. Then a man will be united with his wife. When will a man leave his parents? A man will leave his parents when he is united with his wife. Who unites the man with his wife? God unites the man with his wife. May a man leave his wife? No, a man may not leave his wife. A man may leave his father and mother. May a man be united with another man? No. A man may be united with his wife.
And the two people will become one body.
How many people will become one body? Two. Two people will become one body. What two people will become one body? The man and his wife will become one body. May a man marry two women? No, only two people will become one body. The man and his wife will become one body.
The man and his wife were both naked.
How many people were naked? Two. The man and his wife were both naked. Did the man wear clothes? No, he was naked.
But they felt no shame.
Who felt no shame? The man and his wife felt no shame. Did the man and his wife feel any shame? No, they felt no shame. Did they want clothes? No, they did not want clothes. They were naked, but felt no shame. Let's unite the parts of the story and listen to the whole story together.
And the man said, "Now this is someone whose bones came from my bones. Her body came from my body. She will be named woman because she was taken out of a man. That's why a man will leave his father and mother and be united with his wife. And the two people will become one body." The man and his wife were both naked, but they felt no shame.
Do you know what a pronoun is? A pronoun is a word like he, his, she, her, or they. We use the pronoun in place of a noun. A pronoun makes sentences shorter. Here is how this story would sound if we did not use any pronouns. And the man said, "Now this is someone whose bones came from the man's bones. The woman's body came from the man's body. The woman will be named woman because the woman was taken out of a man. That's why a man will leave the man's father and mother and be united with the man's wife. And the two people will become one body. The man and the man's wife were both naked, but the man and the wife felt no shame." I am happy that we have pronouns. Are you happy too? Do you have questions? You can write me. Go to our website, lifelineenglish.com. Until next time, may Jesus help you know Him and know English. Goodbye.
Jesus only saves.